Good morning, everyone. Drawing from today's Merging with Shiva lesson 200, Security in Superconsciousness. When the superconscious forces diminish, the forces of intuition, the subsuperconscious mind, in effect, recedes from the actual consciousness of the devotee, and he becomes simply conscious of his subconscious mind. In the very same way, from time to time, the conscious mind overshadows the subconscious mind, and the devotee becomes conscious fully in the external world. The subconscious mind receding from his conscious awareness of it. Therefore, the object of the devotee is to control the materialistic forces and the impressions that they create in his mind, so that he can become consciously conscious in the state of mind he chooses. In other words, when we get involved in external activities and the activities start to get pretty complex or problematic in some way, it's easy to forget about the inner. That's what Gurudev is saying, and therefore that's the value of daily religious practice, by having a strong habit of a daily religious practice. When we get strongly involved in the world and when it gets complicated, we don't stop it because it's a strong habit. If we don't have the habit of a daily practice, then we can lose contact totally with the inner, with the superconscious, just by the demands of the external. As I mentioned in the last talk, When we start to face lots of challenges, there's a tendency to become less religious. But that's the time we need to become more religious. So, not less religious. So a daily practice helps us stay in touch with the inner during times of significant challenges. The greatest sense of security is the feeling I'm all right right now. Simply believing this temporarily quiets not only the conscious but also the subconscious instinctive fears and brings forth an immediate influx of intuitive superconscious awareness through the subconscious, giving security and solidarity to the entirety of the mind by expanding consciousness through actinic energy. Again, Gurudev is giving us a simple practice. The idea, I'm all right right now, and when we're not particularly good at that, we need to say it out loud. I'm all right right now. Talk ourselves into it. It hasn't happened yet. And as Gurudev says, it probably won't happen unless we think about it too much, and then we'll cause it to happen. But lots of things are just worries. I remember a number of years ago, some of our devotees, they were worried about peak oil. Well, I asked him what peak oil was because I wasn't in touch with the concept of peak oil. And they said, oh, the world's going to run out of oil in a few years. I said, oh, okay. They really thought so, but it didn't happen, right? Still there, and so it was an unnecessary worry. So the majority of things we worry about really aren't worth our attention because they're not going to happen. Meditation is conscious use of the superconscious mind to solve problems that confront us in our daily activity and derive creative solutions from the inner recesses of our own mind. Another way of using the superconscious forces is through affirmation. When you say to yourself, I'm all right right now, you immediately bring the forces of the mind together. All fears, worries, and doubts cease. An influx of actinic energy fills the subconscious and a sense of dynamic security permeates your being. So that's showing the inner mechanism that saying I'm all right right now and believing it catalyzes it, brings in superconscious energy or makes you aware of the power of the spine more than you were before. So it's not just that it's words, it actually influences the flow of spiritual energy in the body. Then to jump forward, Yogaswami's story. This is from a talk that I wrote, so the I refers to me. I would like to begin by sharing a few descriptions of Paramaguru Yogaswami's use of intuition. Yogaswami worked intuitively, responding to those who came according to inner orders. So the inner orders aren't from somebody else, they're from his own intuition. His conscious mind is receiving inner orders from his superconscious. In explaining this process, he once said, "I do nothing. I can do nothing. Everything you see, that is done by what comes from within." Another time he said, "When you come here, what will happen was settled long ago. We go through it, you bring it, but it all happened long ago. Sit and be a witness." Swami explained the process. "When you are pure, you live like water on a lotus leaf. Do what is necessary, what comes to you to do. Then go on to the next order you receive, and then to the next that comes." He advised, "Boldly act when you receive orders from within. You need not wait until all details are in order. If you wait for everything to be worked out, you may miss your chance. Have faith and do the work that comes from within. Money will trail after you if you are responding to divine orders. Helpers will come. Everything will come. You have only to follow carefully that which comes from within." Sounds pretty good. Gurudeva followed that principle. When he had a strong intuition about something very important, he would act on it. And we would be scrambling, running behind him, trying to keep up. But Gurudeva, but. We're doing this. I remember he once described it as, you know, as you're stepping, you're creating the stone on which you're stepping. You know, you're that. There's nothing there. You're really creating it as you go. So, when asked how to find one's inner voice, oh, this is very practical. He said, "Suma iru, be still. Be still and what you need will come to you." Suma iru was his constant command. He practiced it and heeded the answers that came. Of course, this is the same advice as Gurudeva gave to us earlier in the talk. Someone would ask him a question and he would wait to feel his orders. If he felt no orders, he would do nothing until orders came. Once a man drove up to Swami as he was walking through town and asked if he could drive him anywhere. "No orders," Swami replied, and waved the man on. A few minutes later, the driver came by and stopped again. "Now I have my orders," Swami said, and he got into the car. Okay, have a nice day. Om Namah Shivaya.